All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with more fresh women on Grimm's Adult Games Corner. So let's go ahead and get started. Hey! Rough day? Something like that. Well, you know the way. So what's wrong with the sink again? It's probably clogged. Okay, shouldn't be that hard to fix. You do you, I'll go grab some wine. Should I pour you some? Yeah. Sure. You're old enough to drink, right? Yeah, I'm 21. Good. I'll be right back with the wine. A little bit of wine ain't gonna hurt him even if he is under 21. I'll get to fixing then. Here's your wine. Is it done yet? Almost. Looks difficult. Did you used to do that a lot?
Yeah, sure.
Your glass is over there. Our sink used to get clogged all the time. There, we're done. You just have to wait until... Can't wait to try it. Wait, you can't... Wow, they're wonderful. Oh, he got hard out of nowhere. I wonder if... Huh? I'll go get you a towel. Did he get like this because of me? Anyway, I should get changed too. I think she noticed my boner. Maybe she didn't mind it since she's had a few glasses of wine. Why is she taking so long? Lily? What happened? Come on, answer. Hello? Who's this? The bitch hung up on me. I'll try again. Hi, Lily. That was my secretary. Secretary, sure. I'm still in the office working on a few things. Oh, is that so? Yeah, by the way, I might have to stay here a little longer. How much longer? 1 more week at least. Okay, but I think you better start thinking about the things that matter. Maybe next week I won't be here anymore. Well, Lily, wait, we can...
Blub.
Grim, you spooked me! Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt. It's just that you were taking a while. I was on the phone.
I see. Well, I'm not even that wet, so I guess there's no need for the towel.
Don't be silly. You're gonna catch a cold if you go out like this. Besides, it's starting to rain. Well, you can use that towel and... Grim, do you hear me? Yeah, sorry. Oh, that's right. Susan told me about his accident. You know what? Why don't you just stay here tonight? Would that really be okay? Well, of course not here. You can stay in the guest room. But you're not going to sleep in these clothes either. You're gonna soak the bed if you do. Here, it's not like my husband is gonna need them for right now. You know what to do.
I think I misjudged Lily. She seems like a good person. I should use this opportunity to get closer to her. Maybe that way she'll open up some more. Perhaps not too close, though. I don't know if I can control myself around those.
Uh-oh. Ouch! Oh, no. I can't believe I just did that. I had that water in the floor every time. Almost like an old porn.
Could you move?
Yes, sorry, I...
Ah! It's so big!
No.
What do you think you're doing?
I'm sorry.
Just go to your room.
Yes, Lily. Lily's probably gonna kick me out of the house as soon as it stops raining. And I fucked everything up. I can't sleep. I haven't had sex for months. And now I can't stop thinking about my dick. She saw my dick. It was quite large, even bigger than my husband's. Let me tell you something. Women have told me that they have conversations.
Now, though they don't like the unsolicited DPs, they definitely talk about DPs they get that are worth noting. And they talk quite a bit. I've actually heard women tell me that women have gotten into conversations, long conversations, about men's penises. I didn't realize it was that big of a deal. And there is such thing as too much. But it depends on the woman. Sometimes a woman won't leave you alone if she knows you got too much. Sometimes a woman will leave you completely alone if she knows you got too much. Too much is almost as bad as having too little. It just depends on the woman. Some women are really for that, and some women are not. It just depends. She made a strange face. She probably didn't like it. But I didn't have a choice. She's too hot. I've had many men before I got married. My husband's was the largest I'd ever seen in person so far. But believe me, she's cataloged. Well, Fernando, his was about 5 inches. And Javier, well, he was about 6. Yep, they do that. Then old Jim, yeah, he was about 3 or 4. Yeah, Jim, she didn't stay long with him. I'm getting horny again. I'm not going to be able to sleep like this. Maybe I should drink some water and calm down. I just wanted to see it one more time. Just to be sure. Uh-huh. Maybe he's asleep. I wonder if I could... I can't believe it! She left the window open. Everything is going to get wet! Okay, much better now. I better go to my room now. What is Lily doing in my room? I want to see it again. Well, shit, that's rather forward of you. See it again? Yes, you're, you know. Is this really happening? No, sir, it's a dream. You're going to wake up and be in your bed, and that's going to be it. But nah, this is really happening. It looked too big. I couldn't get it out of my head. I told you, some women will not fucking leave you alone if they know that you're packing. I must be mistaken. I just need to see it to make sure. Then I'll be able to sleep. Do you want to just see it? That's all. Consider it payment for letting you stay here. That sounds like extortion. What do I have to lose? If you insist. It's pretty big, but not as much as I had thought. Well, damn! She had something completely different in her head then, fellas. I'm glad it's settled. Wait, that's because it's not totally hard. What do you mean? Well, if you give me some encouragement, I can show you how it really looks. Fine, what do you want to see? We did tits in the last... Well, I don't know. I want to see the tits. The tits are the best part of her, I think. Right? Tits would be a good idea. Is that good? Yeah, that'll work for me. Perfect. They're beautiful. Wow, he really meant it. This dick is bigger than I thought. He's getting aroused because of me. My nipples are getting hard. Does that help? Damn. Oh! It's really big. Didn't she say she just wanted to see it? I'm enjoying it anyway. Oh Lord, it's so warm. I can feel it pulsing on my palm. Also, it barely fits in my hand. This feels great. It smells really good too. Huh? Is she really? Well, I'll be damned. It's been so long since I've done this. Is that good? It's great. Keep going. I'm getting so wet. I need to know if it fits in my mouth. Now, I like this music, too. I don't know who the music guy... Well, I don't know who the
Well, Opie Man or whatever. I think music here is actually better than in Leap of Faith. Is she really going to... Oh, God. Her technique is perfect. I can't control myself. Won't last long if she doesn't stop. I better change strategies. I want to look at you in the eyes while you're doing this. Oh, look at that shot. That is a good shot. Look at her eyes. You really like them, don't you? Every time you see me, you stare at them. I can't control it. It's stronger than me. That's fine. I like it when people look at me. You wanna fuck my tits, Grim? Yeah? I mean... Oh no, there's a bear shit in the woods? I'm glad you asked. Here, it's gonna be better over here. I like a man who has control of the situation. Your boobs are perfect for this, Lily. There we go. I tell you what, technology is really a wonderful thing. Never thought we'd see anything like this. That's pretty great. Why the hell you need like the real thing? It's almost just about the same. I don't know. Cause you can go on like Twitter and see that, and then you can look at this. I don't really see too much of a damn difference. Fuck my tits, Grim. Ah! Just like that. That's perfect. I dreamed of this moment, and I thought it couldn't get any better. And I thought he wasn't gonna get bigger. That's the moment. I have to know if it fits in my mouth. Oh, here we go. Ah, good night. She's damn near deep throat and kielbasa. She did it. I can't believe she did it. I've never received a blowjob like that. Mature women really are more experienced. I'm so turned on. I can't believe I'm doing this. If you keep that up, I'll... No, not yet. I need this. Wow, she's willing to go all the way. All right, I'll control myself. Lie down with me. Don't put it in yet. Put it between my thighs. Sure. Yes, like this. I can't believe how wet I am. It's pretty tight like that. I could stay here for a long time. Ah, that's it. I had an idea. I think you'll like this. Ah, that's amazing. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. She's so wet. Ah, I'm not a really good orgasm guy, folks. I'm sorry. It's time. Stick it in all at once, Grim. Are you sure? Yes! Arg! Arg? That's probably not a good sign. Yarg! Take it out! Oh shit! Let's do it slower, okay? Is this better? That's great! I've got an idea. Did I do something wrong? I prefer this way. I like the way you think, Lily. I better just follow her lead. Your body is the perfect fit, Lily. I want you all inside me again. As you wish. Yes, yes. Is that how you like it? That's right. I don't know if I can take much more. If you keep going, I'll come again. Thank you, I'll come again. I'm close too. Then do it. Keep going. Yes, yes. That's it. I'm... Boom! Wow, that was... amazing. Yes, thank you for satisfying my... curiosity. Whenever you feel curious, just give me a call. Grim, this can't happen again. I know, you're married, but this is no time for that conversation, Grim. Fine. I didn't even realize it, but the rain's over. Lily? Yes? About your husband. I told you, I don't want to talk about him. When did you say he was coming back? It can't be! You have to leave! Holy shit! Is there a way out through the back? Yes, fortunately. It's gonna be like that video I saw where... This happened in the UK. There was a guy basically jumping out the window, completely fucking naked. I think everything except for his socks. And he was hanging on the window while the man's... Or while the woman's husband came home and said, "You got a guy! You got a man!" And then he looked over at the window and he saw the man. So the guy jumps over the little, you know, because they have a small, like, walled-in area. So he just... It's like, I don't know, it's like a small gate. He jumps over the gate, and then the guy finds out, and he literally chases him down the street in the nude. He's like, "Come back here, you son of a bitch!" Like, this is a real thing that happened. So, yeah, you gotta be careful, guys, because it could be you. And he might come with a shotgun or something. Yes, fortunately. You're gonna have to go down the street to get home. But by then, it should all be fine. Fuck! Oh man, that was so close. Whistles. What the? Get in! Now! Thanks, but I'll just walk. I wasn't asking. You were seen trespassing private property. Come with me to the station. We want to ask you a few questions. Ouch! End of episode 1. Save your game now. You wore pants when talking to Lily. Found more information about Lily's husband. You called Lily by her first name. You discovered a connection between Susan and Mr. Alderson. You and Lily became very close. Or was it just the wine? You told Chloe you liked fiction. You did not give an answer about the book club. You let Chloe investigate your boss. You accepted Dylan's help with Chloe. Chloe will call you about her findings. You had an Americano. You agreed to try the dance lessons. You showed Alyssa the scar on your back. Tomorrow is Alyssa's dance presentation. Some of these are shorter, guys. You do not know how old Julia is. You won against Julia on Dance Dance Supreme. You're not sure how you feel about her being a schoolgirl. Julia asked you to meet her again so you could play together. You tried to say hi to Sue. You told Sue about Susan's magazine. You agreed to help Sue investigate Susan. You discovered a sweet side to Sue.
Resident Evil.
What? No. Be interesting if somebody did like a zombie sex game. That would be interesting. They haven't done that yet. All the zombie games, we haven't had a zombie erotic novel yet. Probably some money in it. I've never been arrested before. Probably. Didn't you say you were going to take me to the station? That's exactly what I'm doing. Is he gonna take me to a different police station? Maybe in another town? What if he was actually sent by Lily's husband? Well, at least he didn't handcuff me. Could I get out of the moving car? What am I thinking? This guy's never gonna let me out. What if he's a member of the Mafia? They're gonna cut off my finger. I've seen it in the movies. Ah! All right, I'll go. Could you just cut off the pinky? You're not with the Mafia, are you? This doesn't smell good. I don't think I have a choice. What the hell is going on? What is this place? What am I doing here? Dylan, what do you... Wait a minute, is this your idea? I couldn't find you anywhere, so I got worried. Then I remembered you sent your location before and I left it on. Blah, hold on, let's try that one more again. But then I remembered you sent your location before and left it on. How does he got all these chicks? Is it the red hair? It's gotta be. So I asked them to pick you up. Maybe my girls here can convince you to join the book club. That'd be useful in helping me with a certain Russian problem. But tell me, did you enjoy your ride here? And what about these girls? Well, they look like twins. I know I did good. And you thought it would be a good idea to send a cop to arrest me? Yeah, that was dope, right? Wait, what cop again? The big guy out there you sent to pick me up. Oh, you mean Alfredo. He's a security guard here. With him at the door, it is guaranteed that only quality products will get through that door. What kind of quality products you talking about, brother? What do you mean, products? Girls, show him the goods! The goods? I wonder if that's what he means. Of course he wasn't talking about that. Honestly, I don't know how I can still think about sex after what happened with Lily. Well, I mean, the one on the right might change your opinion. I love that red hair. Even without knowing, Dylan ended up helping me. Staying at Lily's would be pushing my own luck. So what have we here? Hold on, buddy. Take it easy. This is an important choice. You can have the blue drink and relax quietly, enjoying your high. Or you can have the red drink, which will give you a more intense experience. So which one are we gonna do, red drinks, men? I know. Bad joke. The important thing is that one way or another, you will get to Wonderland. What's in those drinks? Bro, just trust me. Pick yours and I'll drink the other one. I'm not gonna be a blue-pilled simp. Give me the red drink. Oh, someone likes to have fun. Yes, sir, we are red-drinked in this motherfucker. Enjoy. Cheers. Bro. Episode 2, Raw Encounters. Hello? Hey, you. Oh, hey, Chloe. This time I'm almost sure I woke you up. Can't confirm nor deny that. Well, next time I promise not to call you so early in the morning. I have some information for you. It wasn't easy coming across this information. Maybe Dylan is right, and I should become a PI. You already sound like a pro. Ha 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 ha. But hey, before we go along with this, I had to do some digging on you and your family. I know about the incident and the coma. I'm so sorry. It's fine. It feels like it was so long ago. But I have to ask. Huh? Did you get any superpowers? Are you serious? Well, people usually change after accidents. There was a guy who had brain surgery and woke up with a different accent. That doesn't sound like a superpower. But when it comes to me, If I had superpowers, I shouldn't tell you. You know my secret identity, after all. I could be your sidekick. What, like Thunderboy and Inspector Girl? Actually, thunder is just the sound that lightning makes. In that case, we should change the names then. How about Thunderboy and Dictionary Girl? Fair enough, ha ha ha. Moving on then. Okay, so what do you want to know first? Tell me about my father. It's really hard coming across information about your dad. What do you remember about him? Not much, honestly. I was very young when he went missing. I see. Well, he used to work here, in this town. He had an office at the mall. Engineering office, probably. He used to work very closely with one Mr. Alderson. That's Lily's last name. Who's Lily? She's my landlady. Her husband is Mr. Alderson. Well, that's a very common name, but I can check it out. There's one more thing. Lily and Susan know each other. Oh? It's likely not a coincidence, then. And what about Susan? What an oddball, that one. Seems that Susan came out of nowhere. She got married to this rich guy, and they started working together. Then the rich guy died, and since they never had kids, she got all the money for herself. Sounds suspicious if you ask me. Do you think she had anything to do with that? It's hard to say. I remember I had a picture of Susan with me on the night of the accident. She has something to do with all of it. Honestly, she's like a ghost or something. Almost zero digital footprint. Our clients from the store say she's really nice, though. Maybe she has some dark secrets we don't know about. You're not the only one who thinks that. Do you know something I don't? Tell me everything. Her niece thinks she's hiding something. And honestly, I do too. Her niece, the one that works at the clothes store, right? Someone did their homework. Yeah, you've mentioned her. That's right. It went to Susan's place and it looked too clean. A facade. Classic mistake. What do you mean? You know in movies when the cops check on someone and the person doesn't even have a single traffic ticket on them. Too clean. So, you also think she could be hiding something? Now I'm sure of it. There's one more thing about Susan. She goes to these fundraiser things. I didn't have much time to find out about them, though. There's one next week, so I'll try seeing what I can find out. That's good. Thank you, Chloe. Okay, I'll keep you posted then. How about we meet later this week and talk about our findings? Sounds good. See you then. Better start thinking about cleaning this up. What the? Where's my underwear? What an insane night. How the hell did I lose my underwear? Where's that other underwear I like? This one will do then. Huh? Did I leave the door open when I came home last night? Nothing unusual out here. Let's just stay home and forget about it. Huh? Emily, do you need some help? Oh, thanks, neighbor. I appreciate your help. So, did you find a new towel to take your shower? Holy shit, that's right. Where did that towel come from? Well, here we are. Are you okay, Grim? Yeah, I've just been thinking. About that night? What, does she remember the dream? Night? What night are you talking about? The night you knocked at my door. I think it was your first night here. What did you think I meant by that? Sorry, I'm just a little confused, that's all. Well, thanks anyway. You're welcome. What am I doing? I haven't recovered well from last night yet. I wonder how Dylan's feeling right now. Right, Dylan! Come on, pick up. Why do I have this weird feeling? I remember getting there. Then it's all like a blur. Nothing. Should I be worried? No text from him either. Blah, blah. Wait, what are these pictures? That was right after I had that drink. Hee hee. Davila has nice boobs. Yeah, she does. Oh, she noticed it. I thought it was okay to stare. Whoa, where did that come from? And it was. Oh no, I was doing well so far. That explains my headache. Oh, that explains it even better. I wouldn't say no to an offer like that. It looks like I just kept drinking until I blacked out. And Dylan is fine. He was fine. Oh, okay, he's definitely fine. He must have had a great night. That's why he didn't pick up. If only my memories from before the accident could come back with that ease. Wow, Alyssa's dance thing is tonight. I should be getting ready to go. Hope I'm not late. I think this is it. Okay, guys. So, it is now 4 in the morning. Yeah. Grim does some fucking all-nighters, and I didn't even have much sleep last night. But I'm not staying up nearly as late. So, we are done with Fresh Women for now. You guys got a fucking hell of a scene with Lily, and then some. This is a good one. I like it. I'm getting into it. I guess it involves some college, but not just right off the bat, which I love. Because instead of trying to do being a dick like a lot of people are with college kings, this guy's actually doing something kind of different. And I respect that. Because we do need more stories that aren't just the same thing. It's like when Lord of the Rings came out, everybody's like, how many Lord of the Rings can we write? You know, no. You gotta do other things. You gotta, you know, I mean, you can be inspired by things, but you gotta put your own spin on it. You gotta make it your own, and that's what Opie Man's doing right here. I like the writing, I like the story, I like the characters. It's fun. It's very well written. If this is the future of, like, erotica, like, I'm all for it, man. Bring me along on this ride. I've written this shit. Seriously, I've written erotica before. So I know what good erotica's like. This shit to me is better than regular damn porn. A lot of guys, you might just get off, but no, I gotta have my words. I gotta have my emotions and feelings and all that kind of, like, you know, it's gotta be deep. Normally I don't give a shit about emotions and feelings, but when it comes to, like, sex and romance and love and all that shit, yeah, that shit's pretty deep. I get a little lovey-dovey, but I don't give a shit about that shit otherwise. It's weird, right? But I guess that's just how some men are. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out. I'll see you next time on Grimm's Adult Games Corner with Fresh Women.